Und to affectionately greet you, Hare Krishna Vishaka, nice to see you, and Nadia Viharini. This place, Goloka Dham, is obviously very close to my life because I spent here many long years and was helping to found the project and started and established it later. And we always were planning from the very, very beginning when we left Heidelberg, we were planning that our next place, the place after Heidelberg, would be a place with a lot of exciting spiritual informations and educations. And we are now there are many wonderful festivals which take place here throughout the year, and we had many seminars like this during the last during the years. Nita Gunavani Haribol. And now we want to start again giving seminars here. I told the Goloka Dhammis that I will come back, don't worry. And I'm back. I'm very excited also because the retreat or seminar which I present during the next few days are absolutely exciting for me. It's really my new life. It's really... I told my team when we were driving today from Berlin to here that I just can't wait to get my microphone. I'm so enthusiastic to share this because I really feel that with this information which you will get and the tools which you will get, you will have a wonderful breakthrough in your spiritual life. I'm absolutely 100%, 180% sure of that because it worked for me and for many people who... are now applying these spiritual principles. All right, I need to start. Before speaking, muss ich noch was in deutscher Sprache sagen. Ich kann ja auch Deutsch sprechen und habe das noch nicht verlernt, obwohl ich jetzt hauptsächlich im Ausland tätig bin. Es ist so, wir werden eine gleichzeitige Übersetzung, eine parallele Übersetzung anbieten für die Deutschsprachigen. Aber da der überwiegende Teil der Teilnehmer, jedenfalls der registrierten Teilnehmer, die sich angemeldet haben und nachdem wir das Seminar geplant haben, englischsprachig ist, sind meine ganzen Unterlagen in englischer Sprache. Und bis auf einen Film, den wir heute sehen werden, ein Abenteuerfilm für die Abenteurer, wird alles in Englisch sein, das Material. So, ich glaube, für die meisten von euch ist das kein Problem, weil ihr auch ziemlich international bestückt seid. Aber für die, die das nicht so gut verfolgen können, erwarten wir unsere Übersetzerin Mangala, die irgendwo auf dem Weg zu sein scheint. Also vielleicht, Siamnam, hast du die Handy-Telefonnummer? Das ist ja ungewöhnlich. Nicht, dass denen ein Unglück passiert ist.
Wir haben eine provisorische Übersetzung, kann man auch hier jetzt übersetzen.
Okay. Ja, hoffentlich ist da nichts passiert, weil die sind super genau sonst. Ja, dann würde ich sagen, fangen wir, bevor wir anfangen. Damodar Priya ist unsere Star-Übersetzerin, gerade zurückgekehrt aus Muktinath und Vrindavan, mit dem heiligen Staub noch blitzend in den Taschen. Wo wirst du das machen? Wahrscheinlich im hinteren Teil, dass es laut genug ist. Darf ich mal fragen, wer von euch ist mit dem philosophischen Englisch nicht so betraut und möchte gerne eine deutschsprachige Übersetzung haben? ach, ihr sitzt ja schon richtig da, gut. Ich würde auch sagen, es ist keine Schande, nicht Englisch zu können. Es ist vielleicht sogar eine Stärke. Dann würde ich vielleicht sagen, geht doch bitte in den hinteren Teil des Raumes, dort werden die Stühle gleich frei werden. Please, Padmavati and everyone else, we will discuss in English. Come forward and there will be some chairs now free for you, so that we have the translation there. So, während wir diese Sitzumänderung machen, fangen wir schon mal. Ja, das sollten wir nicht während machen, wir warten am besten damit. Oh, Nadia Biharine, wann sehen wir das neue Kind? Ja, oh, jeden Tag. So sieht es drängt auch schon fast raus. Ne? Ich hoffe, das bleibt noch we have a pregnant mother. I remember during one of our things at 24-hour kirtans, or Radha Desh Mellows it was called. We had one mother who took part in the retreat, in the kirtan event in New York through the internet, and she was giving birth while there was kirtan going on the internet. And her baby is a true kirtan baby. She sat there and you know, she gave us, her brother was there, or her husband, and she gave us SMN, SMS, what is it, SMS or SNN, or SMS news that the mother felt very happy while the good vibrations of the holy name went on and gave birth. I first thought, maybe that's a little bit exaggerated, you know. Maybe that's not so good. But then, if you know who it is, it's Achyuta Gopi. Achyuta Gopi is the best. You know, she is like that, a very spiritual person, and it's not, let me say, out of her way to do such a thing. It's her. So it's very good. It's that's she, and her baby will. Her whole family are, you know, they're about 8 kirtaniyas in her family, so it's normal that a 9th will come, you know. Good. Okay, so let's start. Jai Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari, Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari, Madhava, Kunya Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Giri Varadhari, Alaba, Giri Varadhari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Giri Varadhari, Navalava, Giri Varadhari, Yasoda Nandana, Praja Jana Ranjana, Nana Vaja Jana Ranjana, Yasoda Nandana, Praja Jana Ranjana, na na va da da na 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 Jamuna tira mana jari Jamuna tira mana jari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Madhava Sunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama request all of you to just use this chanting to arrive here in Goloka Dham. You had all many different occupations today and your mind is still with the world, but now let us all connect with Krishna and think about this one relationship. Please sing now. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. A little bit more heart, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo.
Once again, welcome everybody to this a retreat called the Temple of the Heart, or as I give the same retreat with a little bit more with different informations in the secular world, it's called the Sacred Space Retreat. I will give this two times in September in America before a big assembly. So here, because you are all mostly devotees who attend this retreat, we call it the Temple of the Heart, and we have tried to make it suitable for your needs. This retreat is I must tell you in the beginning how I personally deal with the subjects of this retreat. What is my relationship with it? See, when I had my first visit in the temple, I had an experience which I can never ever forget. And throughout my 40 years of Krishna consciousness, I had tried to repeat this experience and was sometimes successful and sometimes not. Then, after I became very ill and changed my life and entered the second phase of my life, I became very interested to know what are actually the principles which ensure that a person can make a real spiritual experience, that he can meet God. You know, I was thinking like this. And I was working for now 4 years on trying to discover this. Sometimes I had to do other work, but sometimes and I was traveling a lot, and it's not easy to start a new life when you are already more than 50 years old. So there was a lot of pressure, but all the time I just researched this and researched this, and finally I came to develop this seminar, which will give you 5 powerful principles of God realization, which always work even if you have only a little contact with them. And you are a beginner in your spiritual life, you will have an ecstatic experience. That's the promise of Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. So it's my first seminar, and you are the first ones who take part in it. And I really invite you to join my international team. Give me feedback. Tell me, oh Maharaj, this you can work more on this point, you can work more on that point, and let us develop this together, because it's so fantastic. But let me start with the experience. I had visited the temple for the first time. It was not easy because I did feel already in my heart, what if there really is a spiritual life? I might become a spiritualist. I might leave the material life altogether. And I was really afraid of that because I had no experience of spiritual life. So after thinking about it for half a year, I finally dared to enter the unknown zone, the temple in Hamburg. And the devotees there told me in my first meeting that God lives everywhere in each atom, even in the atoms of this wall. But we just can't see him because we are so covered. So I had taken this information with me and went, those of you who are from Hamburg, went in the subway, with the subway home. It was called S-Bahn in Hamburg. That God is really everywhere in each atom, but we can't see him. And I did remember, I was fascinated with this information. Now, as I was riding in this, in the S-Bahn, in the subway, all of a sudden, the atmosphere changed. I can only describe it like this, that I felt the train in which I was sitting was made of energy, the energy of God. And for me, this was so profound. I was riding in this train and I could see I'm moving in the energy of God. He is everywhere. And just the next realization was for me, and I am also a part of that divine being. I am a part of God. And at that moment, my whole anxieties disappeared. I had anxieties because I was very bored in school. I hated school, but the examinations were coming close and I didn't know how I could fake it this time and then pass the examinations. It was on my mind. And there were other things on my mind. There was a trouble in the family. There was a disagreement in our little band, which tried to make some music, you know, like all young people did in that old time. And I remember my consciousness became, in English you would say, oceanic. It expanded. I was no longer thinking about these problems. What I felt is that actually I am not these problems. They don't touch me. I'm an eternal part of God. And I felt so, so happy. I didn't know what to do with this experience. I was sitting there and I was really joyful and I was starting to cry. I felt a light going through the S-Bahn, taking possession of myself. I heard people talking, but I felt it was all like a symphony of sound. And I just felt everything is God. God is very close. I felt just like the devotees had said. You must know, the devotees had said to me, God is everywhere, but we just can't see him because we are covered by illusions. So I remember it lasted for about half an hour and then I came out of this zone, so to say, out of this zone, and I thought, what is that? What was that? I had cried tears. And I only know one thing. I couldn't at that time understand what had happened to me, that opening in the consciousness. It closed again. Don't worry. But one thing I knew, there is a spiritual reality and I want to live in it. That was all I knew. And I said, one day I will leave everything behind. I will become a monk and I will go the spiritual path. That is what was the after effect after the explosion, so to say. After the, so then throughout my life, I began to look about that level of consciousness, which Prabhupada explained to be Krishna consciousness. We are no longer in material consciousness, but our consciousness has opened to the transcendental reality. And I try to repeat it in many ways. I went on pilgrimages to Tibet. I went to Vrindavan and stayed under sacred trees to chant and so on. And I also read a lot of literature about if this thing had ever happened to people in the Western world. And I found many, many, many people describing this experience. It is called Naturmysticism in some language, where the nature becomes transparent all of a sudden and you see the Lord behind the curtain of nature. And I began to later, just the last year, I studied a little bit Meister Eckhart, the German theologian, who said in our heart there is a temple, but before we can enter this temple, we must free our heart from all the merchants and all the essentially bad elements, so that we enter it. I read Teresa of Avila, and she said something about it. And I also read a little in Søren Kierkegaard. I don't know, do we have someone here from the Scandinavian? How do you pronounce it? Gort, yes, it's Gort. I have to learn this, Gort. Yes. In his book, The Sickness Unto Death, he says, we are ill, and we are not functioning properly until we have that experience which most people have at the moment of death, where they understand, my God, my material life was all an illusion. But there is a whole spiritual thing. And he said something which I would like to quote today about this idea of the temple in the heart. Every human, the sacred space, that level of consciousness which you can rise to and make this God consciousness. He said, every human being is like a building. Most of us, you know, like a building, a Gebäude, most of us prefer to stay in the basement. Basement heißt Keller. Which means in the bodily consciousness, or he says in the sensate categories. In the dark rooms of our consciousness, not in the enlightened consciousness. Moreover, we not only prefer to live in the basement, in the cellar, no! We love it so much there that we become angry at anyone who tells us to move up in the upper apartments, into the upper floor, which stands vacant and which waits for us, because, after all, it belongs to us. So imagine a person living in the cellar, dark cellar, Kellerasseln, Kakerlaken. I'm sorry, I'm in Germany. I have to speak some German. That human Keller, you know. It's dark. The sun doesn't come there. But he is in his own house, and above the cellar, there is a beautiful apartment like this. But he just doesn't want to climb up. Isn't that person very unfortunate? I remember I visited one of you at home, and you had such a cellar. Oh, it was so spooky in that cellar. Ooh, and so dark and so unhealthy. And imagine, I would have to say to you, I like to stay here. I don't want to go up where the nice food, where the nice windows, and so on and so forth. So this is the temple of the heart is waiting in the upper floor for you, and you have to know to come to that. Don't ignore it. Don't just run around in the cellar. That's Søren Kierkegaard. Thank you. Then I read in Lao Tzu, I don't know if you know, he says, talks about the temple of the heart like this: without going outside, you may know the whole world. Don't have to go outside. Without looking through the window, you may see the way of the heaven. Be careful. The farther you go, the less you know. Thus, the person who is wise knows without traveling. He sees without looking. He works without doing anything. So this may sound a little mystical, but it's what these spiritual teachers from all traditions say. What I want to say is that what I wish to present to you today is not just something which is only limited to a particular tradition. It is something which is universal, that sacred space inside, that inner consciousness. But of course there are different ways to come into it. And because I'm a Vaishnava of the Gaudiya, I'm trying to become a Vaishnava of the Gaudiya tradition, I take the Vaishnava roads to come to the temple of the heart, and I teach them in my international retreats. So therefore, what you will learn is very specific knowledge. We will make exercises. You will make your breakthrough experiences. You learn very specific knowledge to enter a consciousness which all the truly spiritual traditions speak about. So I want to now, this is now a point where you need to concentrate a little bit. I will want to now talk a little bit about what is that sacred space of the heart. And then I will make a little exercise with you, which I think will be very good for you. Good. When I was studying about the seminar, the sacred space, I visited a friend of mine who is a Sanskrit professor, and I asked him, do you know anything in the Vedas? Do they talk about the temple of the heart or the sacred space? Is it like an established term? And he said, he smiled, he reached out and took a book, the Upanishads of the Vedas out, and said, here, read this. You might find something. I don't know the answer, but if you want to find anything which is really old and traditional about anything, you have to go to the foundations of of our spirituality, that is the Upanishads. And I found something in the Chandogya Upanishad, which was just so logical for me, and which explained the experience I had made in Hamburg. This was 2 years ago, or one and a half years ago. My experience was in Hamburg, and the explanation came when I went all the way around and visited my friend who lives near Hamburg, my Sanskrit professor friend. So this is what I read in the Chandogya Upanishad. And listen, please, very carefully, so that you know I'm not speculating or presenting something new here to you, but something very sacred and something very wonderful. The Chandogya Upanishad compares our body with a town. The heart is like a house inside that town, a very special house. And within that heart or heart house, which they call the Dahara Akash, is a small room. Very special room. Søren Kierkegaard would say, it's the upper floor. It's, you know, the room where your treasures are. It's a hidden room. You don't know about it always. You have to find it. It's the temple. It's the sacred space in the heart. And it says, although it's very small, it's unlimited because all the world fits in this. In this room lives the eternal Atman, the you, and the Lord, Paramatma. And no misery, that means no death, can go into this room. In other words, when you are in this room, there is no death for you any longer. You have transcended. One who finds his way into this room is no longer a slave to unreal desires. Do you have sometimes this problem, which I have, that there are desires and you know they are not good, you shouldn't live them? But they are so strong, they pull you against your will into the cinema. Or against your will into a cinema is harmless, you know. They make you speak a lie, for instance, and you really didn't want to do it. Or they make you act in a very unkind way towards someone else, and you really didn't want it. These unreal desires, if you come on this level, Kanupriya, stop. You're no longer a slave to these unreal desires. The explanation, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I said today to Bhagavad Dharma, I learned about what I'm presenting to you from Srila Prabhupada and from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, he describes this room also. He says, just as there is a sky in this external world, there is a similar sky in the midst of the heart. In that sky, everything is there. And then he says that just as ordinary people are ignorant of a hidden treasure of gold beneath their feet and they walk over it constantly, but cannot enjoy it, so the living entities who are covered by ignorance always walk on, pass by that inner room inside their heart. They cannot enjoy it. They cannot find it. They cannot revive it. And they lead a miserable material life. So then, How do you find this inner room? Well, the idea is you have to cross over a bridge into the heart. And this bridge means you must become aware of Paramatma, the Lord, who's in your heart, and absorb your consciousness in it. And then you will cross from your material consciousness into this temple of the heart, just by absorption in the Lord. Because, see, the Lord is at the door, so to say, of that inner room. And if you connect with the Lord, He opens the door for you, and you are in. You will see in a moment this movie where someone is in another dimension. You won't believe that. I also see sometimes a movie. And I found this for you. And so on. So this absorption in God, we will teach you. We will teach you five powerful practices to become absorbed in the Lord and cross over the setu. Setu means the bridge into this room. Krishna. I would like to now make a very, very, very small experiment with you. I like you to just get up for a moment. Okay, thank you. I will do it like Jim Morrison, you know. I don't know if you were ever at a concert with Jim Morrison. He would go like, break on through to the other side, you know. He would go like this. And all right. I want to just request you a little bit, because I will make a meditation experience, to breathe in while you bring your arms up. I will wake you up a little bit and breathe out while you go down like this. Breathe in. Oh, and out. I think we need a little fresh air. Annie, kannst du das Fenster aufmachen? And out. And now stay up and cross your hands like this. And then bring it in the Charleston position. Don't know if you know how to dance Charleston. That's and stretch like anything. Nita, du bist ja wirklich... Machst du Yoga inzwischen? Das sieht man sofort. Try to touch the ceiling, please. Ram Gopal, du musst die Arme durchdrücken, dass es richtig Elektrizität da oben gibt. So, okay, now we will go on an inhale, up, off, down. If you sweat, that's all right, don't worry. We have washing machines. Okay, now we do the same thing on an inhale. This is about opening the chest. Don't worry, it's just for waking up. 1 minute more. Okay, look at me. Ja, du musst wirklich denken, du fliegst. Hands a little bit more up. Oh, oof. By the way, we will send this all over the world and everyone will see how good your yoga is today. Okay. Can you feel something? Oh, no one speaks anything to me. And if you have no sciatic nerve problem like me, you can go down. Please now, down. Oh, Bhagavad Gama. Yes. And please sit down again. So I request you now to sit tall. Sit tall means sit stable. We will try a little bit to feel that the different consciousness now, and we will do a little meditational experiment so that we will try to find the room, that the temple in the heart. Look around for a few moments, because I will soon ask you to close your eyes. When you're ready, please close your eyes. And just breathe. Have a deep exhale. A deep inhale. Whenever you exhale, let go, lass los. Now you're leaving the many things behind and just concentrate on your breath, please. When you breathe in, say in mentally. When you breathe out mentally, say to yourself out. And connect to your in and outgoing breath. I request you now to relax your legs. Bring your consciousness to where your legs and feet are. Just let them go. Whenever you breathe out, let go. Bring your consciousness to your hips. When you breathe out, relax the hips. You will feel that your upper legs are moving a little bit more down. Go to your chest now. and relax on an exhale. Our purpose is to become extremely relaxed, but at the same time, extremely aware. Now, please go to your shoulders, both shoulders, left and right shoulder, where a lot of tension is, a lot of your dissatisfaction in life gets stored in the shoulders. On an exhale, try to relax. Left and right arm, relax. Your face with the many muscles, when you exhale, relax. Please now bring your attention into the heart space, the area where your heart is. And when you inhale, imagine that this area becomes filled with a golden light. When you exhale, the tension, all the millions of thoughts, they can leave you, they can fly away. But when you inhale, a golden light increases in your heart. Please imagine now you're at a place which you really love. It could be a place in nature. It could be a room which is special to you. For those of you who know Vrindavan, it could be a holy place like the banks of the Yamuna. The banks of Radhakund. Or Giriraj, as we see him when we sit under the tree in Govindakund. Please find your safe place. Your special place. Now, please. Think about your relationship with the Lord. Maybe you want to think of the deities which you worship. Who is God for you? Think of Him. Maybe you have a very particular picture of Krishna which you like, or if you are from the Christian orientation or the Sufi or the Islamic tradition, think of that relationship. By thinking of who this God is for you. If no picture comes to you at this point, no problem. Then just think that one day you would like to meet him or be more connected to him. You can pray. You can sing. Or you can just sit and feel a divine presence. Now slowly, I request you to rub your hands. Bring them to the eyes, and then away from the eyes, like palming. Huh? Look into your hands, as if you see them for the first time. Welcome back to Golokadham. Someone has said, before you find your new life, you sometimes have to take things out of your old life which are not proper. It's almost like before you enter into a space, you have to take the many things out which are inside blocking your life. Like look at this beautiful, beautiful place which Syam Nam and her helpers have, and Mani Manjari, I heard, has put the altar here. Look how just beautiful it is. But I can imagine you had to do a few cosmetic changes, because I remember this hall also, and it was not so beautiful before. It was full with many old things. So sometimes switching off is necessary before you can switch something on. Sometimes. So in this little meditation, I wanted to help you to relax a little, to leave a little your life and try to go deeper into your and find that room. But what you can expect from this sacred space seminar is very, very specific, not so general, not such general things which work for some and don't work for others. Very specific roads, five particular roads which will bring you into your sacred space. We have written them down for you. I will now go. We are soon finished, really. What we will learn first is how to associate with spiritual people in a way that something spiritual comes out. Do you sometimes think, how wouldn't it be nice if I would have that type of exchange which we can call sadhu sangha, you know, the association where the best in me comes out. That is the first road. That's what we will do tomorrow. The whole day we will spend with this. First there will be a discovery lecture in the morning, and then there will be workshops. You will actually do group works together. Very exciting, I think. We at least... Yes, very exciting. I did this in Spain with Yadunandan Maharaj, and we both felt, wow, our life is starting. Then the second day we will learn Naam Kirtan, that is how to do Kirtan in a way which brings about a God realization. The third day we will learn how to listen to the Bhagavad Purana and worship it in such a way that Krishna becomes manifested in the pages of the book. The fourth day we will learn about holy places. A lot of that will be with slides. We have a photographer, a professional photographer coming. He's on the way from Croatia, who will give us his prize-winning photos. For that, we will have Dhamvasa thing. And then the last thing is that day we will spend only in the temple how to serve Radha Madan Mohan. I can imagine the Damodar Priya is getting excited. What? Everyone comes on the altar? No, we will connect with the deity in such a way that you will actually see the deity in your heart, Ram Gopal. Hare Krishna. This is the five roads which we will do. I will now talk a little bit practical to you. What you will learn is new information. And then more than anything, I didn't do my seminars like this. Those of you who have not yet been with us on many of our retreats, you will learn there are many practical experience-oriented exercises. I will give you tools from our tradition. Let me describe to you how our days will look starting from tomorrow. We will start in the morning with a discovery lecture. Why have we called this discovery lecture and not just lecture? Well, lecture for me is only information is given, but discovery lecture, there is something where you are helped to discover something for your life, a jewel, so to say. It's not just here's a field, but here is some jewels inside the field for you. But you will discover them yourself. You have to see. Please, you see this. already now, I will introduce you to our formula. You don't have to remember it now if you are a little forgetful, if you don't take notes, no problem. But I will request you to listen to these lectures with three ways. You will be very active listening. You will first listen, then we will form buddies here. Buddies means you will have a partner throughout the retreat with whom you can discuss what you have heard about, so that you reflect a little bit more about the points, because we all know we have heard so much, but if we don't reflect, it goes in one ear and out the other, isn't it? And we are not another lecture, please. You know, I've heard already 1,010, you know. So we will help you that you will love to come to these talks, because afterwards you will be able to discuss this and reflect about it. And finally, there will be a practice which we will introduce tomorrow to you. It's called Nididhyasana, something, it's actually not so complicated. We will request you to take some points from this lecture which you can integrate in your life. On the sixth day, which we call taking the retreat home, we will do a sankalpa ceremony where you will gather your jewels and where you will commit to simple things which make sense to you and which you absolutely love, practices for which you feel a glowing yes after this retreat, which you can take home and then apply them in your life and see miraculous changes. My dear devotees, we get emails after emails. Soon our new webpage is out and you will see what is going on there. Of people just saying, wow, this changed my life. A grizzly bear came when I did this practice. I mean, miracles really happen. Don't worry, no grizzly bears in Germany. Then, so this is the first thing. You don't need to remember everything. Everything is simple. I will tell you, or my helpers will tell you. It's not complicated. Anyone can go on such a retreat. Don't think, oh no, my God, now I have to be super duper. It's you are super duper. It's no problem for any one of you. The second, the morning. So that's the discovery lecture. It takes place from 7:45 to 9 o'clock. Yeah? We are extremely punctual somehow or other. So I really expect that you are punctual also, because I can't start without any one of you, when any one of you is missing. If you can't come to some sessions, please tell me so that I don't wait for you and let the whole group wait for you. So there is the normal morning program. I have purposefully in the retreats, you don't absolutely need to come to the early part of the program, but it would be very good if you come at 7:15 in the temple room for the morning program, for the singing and the pujas and so on. It would be good. And it's absolutely necessary that you're latest there by 7:45. That's 7:45. That's absolutely necessary if you want to follow the retreat and get the benefits for you. This is finding your own temple of the heart and finding God there or Krishna there. That if you wish to have that benefit, you really need to go to the training. I know it's unusual in ISKCON to go through a training, but those of you who are open for training, it's really necessary. If you want something new, you have to endeavor a little bit to go to a new space in your life. Then from 9 to 11 o'clock is breakfast and free time. You have 2 hours for breakfast and free time. Then 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock is workshop. There will be mostly exercises. Many practical exercises will be there. If you want to follow the retreat, you should also make it a point in your time scale to be there from 11 to 1. Then again, then we have from 1 to 2 o'clock, before the lunchtime, we have an optional group japa. That means we will all sit together and do for 1 hour together concentrated japa. Because many of you are practicing in the Gaudiya tradition and chant japa daily, you will have that time. You don't have to worry, oh, so much is happening, how will I chant my japa? If you want to have physical exercises during that time, because you are free during that time for physical exercise, parallel from 1 to 2 is yoga. But our yoga teacher is Rasamurti, Entschuldigung. We will see Rasamurti, you will have to talk with Banu Nandini where you will do the yoga sessions, and then we can announce it tomorrow. Please make a note of that, because then at 2 o'clock you have your lunch, and then you have free time, 3 hours of free time, up to 5 o'clock. From 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, you can join Gaurahari, actually, for his optional Japa. Versteht ihr das Wort optional? Das heißt so, wie heißt das in Deutsch? Optional. Wie bitte? Ja, freiwillig ist alles. Also, ne, optional heißt so, wahlweise, dankeschön, wahlweise, das ist der, oh Mensch, du sprichst ja Englisch, endlich mal jemand, der Englisch spricht hier, wahlweise, nicht? Du kannst sagen, da möchte ich dabei sein, you can say, I want to do this, or I need to rest more, or I want to talk with my friends, or I want to eat something extra, or you know, what, or want to make a walk or so. But then, at 6 o'clock, up till 8 o'clock, we come to the Lila Kirtans, cultural programs, and there are also a few surprises. Tomorrow we will make a Ganga Puja. Yes, Ganga's appearance day. There are many appearance days. You know, many press surprises. I even don't know all the surprises, although I pretty much have to know everything because I have to be there and give the presentations. So this is how our day runs. There will be, we will post this all over so that you can, what?
It's already posted on the temple.
Yeah.
I can give one to everyone.
Oh, good. Bhagavad Dhamma Prabhu will be at the door when you leave, and then you have everything so that you don't have to remember and think.
Tomorrow morning
you will get everything so that you don't have to, you will have to think a lot, but not about these things, you know, they are. So, I have introduced, where are we now? I have introduced to you the subject of the retreat, entering a sacred space, finding your temple is hard. I've presented to you my own passion for this. Remember in Hamburg how Krishna gave this breakthrough experience, and how throughout, after this, I was searching for this experience again. And by Krishna's mercy, I met my spiritual master, who taught me how to really find roads to go into this inner temple of the heart, which are here, which you can find there. Everything will be very clear. Now I will end this program with a few practical guidelines. It's very important that you listen now very carefully, because these guidelines which you will hear now will help you to make the best out of your retreat. I want to say, please don't take this time as, we come to Satchinandan Swami. No, it's you're not doing this for me. It's, you're doing this for you, this retreat. It's you have to take responsibility for this. And therefore, the first thing I would like to tell you is, this first rule, we will post them, you will find them and can write them down later or now. Enter a new space. If you want to enter the temple of the heart or something new in your life, you have to be willing to really try to go into a new area of your life. For this, I request those who can take part in the retreat 100%. I mean, I see many of our participants have not yet arrived. Not many, but some have not yet arrived. I really have to request you two things which you will find at the very beginning a little difficult. Minimize your contact to your normal, ordinary life. You want to learn to live an extraordinary life, and therefore minimize, or best is stop your phone calls. In Goloka Dham, you anyways can't get a connection for your mobile telephone. That's very good for this. And minimize your internet. Internet is possible in Goloka Dham? So, minimize your internet, your Facebook. I don't know if we have a Facebook süchtiger here at Addict. I heard it's a new addiction. Not you, Kanupriya, isn't it? No. minimize your... The idea is... cut your life to the ordinary world. Best is if those who are used to take drugs don't take drugs doing this. You know, I talk to the world, so I know you here is no one. But this is for my camera. Haribo! And television is also not so good, you know, or doing just things which totally divert you from the spiritual level. You can't find what is east when you go west, you know. So enter a new space. Then, second, join a community of seekers. We are a community for this. Therefore, I really request full attendance. It's important for you. We are together. It's not like, oh, yes, I can. Yes, oh, I didn't like this point. Oh, I like that point. You know, it's something else what we are trying to do. We want to be a community for the time where we are. We want to connect with each other. We just don't want to only communicate to each other. We want to build a group, you know, on a ship, you know. I always think it's like a ship which plies heißt segeln oder fahren, across the ocean, you know. And we need to be a community. We need each other's experiences, especially in the group exercises which we do. There are many of you. Then, three, take full responsibility for your own experience. The retreat will give you as much as you are willing to put into it. It's up to you. It's your retreat. Right? It's not my thing. These are it's very important. Don't be a passive participant. Then the next thing is, you will like this. Enter a symbolic death. I once got in trouble with this guideline. So it's a symbolic death. You know, like I wrote in that poem for Sadanandi, which Sadanandi asked me to write. Transformation means to leave something, the old form, behind. So I wrote in that poem, when the shell, when the shell of the oyster breaks, the pearl can roll free. Wenn die Schale der Auster zerbricht, kann die glänzende Perle an die Freiheit rollen. Or when the long struggle is over, the butterfly leaves the cocoon. Wenn der lange Kampf endlich vorüber ist, kann der wunderschöne Schmetterling den toten Kokon verlassen. So, enter a symbolic death really means to switch off material life. Huh? Then, experience a new birth. I really want to say, the things which you will realize and the experiences which you will make are like a new birth. Treasure them, you know, put them down in your life. Make something with them. And finally, this is my most important thing maybe, depend on divine grace. You know, I don't wish you to enter the retreat like, okay, I'm on retreat. I will have to endeavor very hard. Ooh, ooh. No, let go of this. Become a receiver. This is not about achieving something. Spiritual realization is about receiving what is given to you by by the Lord. He will give everyone what is just right for you, what is just necessary for you. Okay, these are the pillars of success. I suggest that Bhavananandini, we post them maybe outside in the corridor so that you can review them from time to time and orient yourself. For the community of Enter the Community, I really request you for one thing. Full participation in these sessions where you are requested to attend, and then punctuality is so important, because we can't start without you. We are a community. It's important. Fine. Now, we will actually do this in the end. I need from you something. I need from you a small commitment. I request you now to turn to a neighbor or a person you feel confident with to talk with. Yes. Just, you can turn to anyone. Ihr könnt auch zu dritt das machen. You can also do it in three people. Here is a lot of space, by the way. Let me ask you, has everyone found a partner? Or who has not found a partner? Ja? Ihr könnt auch zu dritt, nicht? Also wenn es... Who has not found someone who is alone? Everyone found anyone. So, I request you now to talk with your partner. It's a small 4 to 5 minutes to discuss why you have, what you want to get out of this retreat. Huh? Please discuss so that you become a little bit tuned in to what you do. I can see some of you will most probably have to work, so you can't take part in all the sessions, obviously, but there will be some sessions you can take part in. Sunday is free, or I don't know what you have planned, how you have planned your week, but anyone, what do you, why are you here? You know, why are you now here, for instance? What do you wish to get out of the retreat? This will help you a little bit to tune yourself in and make an orientation, which is so important. Because if you say, I don't know, just here, and so on, you won't be able to take full benefit and so on. So please churn it a little. Churn heißt so ein bisschen, bewegt das Thema ein bisschen. Nicht? Und bringt dann vielleicht die Sachen raus, wenn ihr euch noch nicht ganz bewusst seid. Because I know some of you have a long day behind you and a long week, and you just marked the retreat and you are happy that you sit here, but now you have to think so much. Do it now. Huh? Start now. Thank you very much. I hope that helped you a little bit to become more clear about what you wish to attain during this retreat. And I also hope that this helped you a little to sharpen your own commitment, and help you to take a little bit more responsibility for your own experience during the retreat. Before we show the movie, two things need to be just said. I want to repeat it again because it's so important, and then I want to introduce my team. See, the last day we will do something absolutely powerful. It's called the Sankalpa ceremony. Sankalpa is like an is something you will be. It's like an empowerment, you can say, which will give you an inner orientation with you, which you take from the retreat. And it's a powerful, it's a Vedic ceremony, and it's an empowerment, really. And for this, I will say it a few more times, but I need to remind you that during the retreat, please see the new points and new practices which you learn and which somehow work for you, which are good for you. You know, we will present a lot, but some things will be really important for you. Others will be important, hopefully, for someone else. Because we are different people, we need different things for our own path. So maybe we can even close the windows now. So I need to request you to please be very conscious. Maybe you want to take notes, a few notes, what you want to practice after the retreat. We will also send you after the retreat a newsletter where you will learn what you have heard about. You will get it on every 2 weeks. I hope our people come. I'm really worried because Toshta Krishna and Mangala, who will do this, have not yet arrived. I hope really they had no accident, because we really have to check what is there. So you will get this, but it's important for you to already concentrate on things which you might like to apply in your life after the retreat, and which will be established more in your life through the Sankalpa ceremony. In the Sankalpa ceremony, we want to do something with you. We want to empower you to reach your goals, and for that, it is important that you have some goals. That's important. You need to look for some goals, something you would like to do. Fine. Then I want to introduce my team to you, the devotees or people who help me. There is Gaurahari, who will give this optional japa session from 5 to 6. Maybe you can just come here and turn to the group and tell them what it is.
You have to take it a little bit like Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. So we have seen in the past in many of our retreats that the devotees will not find enough time to chant the japa, that we were full of seminars, of theoretical lectures, but not enough practice. So therefore, since 1 or 2 years, I had this service in different retreats to give some short tunings for japa. That means we just sit together for 1 hour and we just chant japa. And in 1 hour, I give 2 times 5 minutes, which are like very short and condensed tuning to help us chant deeper and connect deeper into our chanting. So that will be every afternoon. That's optional. If you like to come, you come. If you have other things to do, take care of yourself. And most probably it will be in the nature under a shady tree, and let's hope we will get some good japa. Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Bravo. Well spoken. Then another person in the team you can turn to is obviously I should have introduced him in the beginning. Bhagavad Dhamma, he will help you in all matters regarding your stay here, that it's comfortable, that you have everything you need. Except for €1 million, please don't ask him for that. It's better you give it. and so on. He will take care of that aspect so that you really can just focus yourself on your own experience. Then we have Bhanu Nandini. This is Bhanu Nandini. Bhanu Nandini will, you know, in these retreats there's a lot of work and background work which Bhanu Nandini is assisting me. She started during the time of Sadanandi and has done this. So infos about what we do all over the world, where you can join other retreats, or anything you like to know about this new this retreat, you know, this retreat culture, newsletter which you want to get maybe, or you want to get other information. We have materials, and we are hoping to produce new materials. I will have a talk with Nitai Gunamani, who produced two wonderful kirtan CDs, but then web pages, internet presence, all these modern things. So,
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, welcome to our second run of Maharaja's retreats. The first one was the Japan Kirtan retreats, which many of you have met either by coming personally and attending, or by following over the internet. And now we are very happy, as Maharaj said, to present the inner space, or the temple of the heart. And as Maharaj already said, I belong more to the backup office, which means doing many things for preparing retreats, announcing them, organizing. And then we are now also developing something which we call the follow-up or the training. So we want to that all of you who are going to get many informations, insights, practical tools, and so on for your spiritual life, we really wish that when you return home, that it doesn't just get somewhere behind, and because you will all go back to your usual days, but we really wish that you can implement those things. So if you are interested, you can subscribe to our newsletters. There are several types. You can approach me and ask me. And then you can, in this way, join the community of seekers in an extended way. Also, we are developing now a new webpage for Maharaj, which will give you more details and more insights. And there is a whole team who is working, actually, in this backup office. And I also just wish to introduce Auranga Devi. She is also supporting very much with filming and printing CDs and always organizing the book table. There are also Mangala and Tushta Krishna who will arrive. They are actually taking care of the newsletters to be sent out to you in a regular way. And and so on. And if you have any questions, just approach me. I'm happy to help you. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to also introduce Ranga Devi to you, but she does all the silent work, the filming and the cooking. And if you want to have a recipe, go to Ranga Devi. Fine. So now we are ready to see a little movie. I hope you like it. Can maybe some close the windows? I told you, is this where so weit schon? Yeah. We will just wait until everything is close here. I need to introduce this movie and I need to tell you why I show this. Du kannst das ja schon anschmeißen, oder? Kommt es, ja. Ja. This, not long ago, not long in the 18th century, I think it was 18th century, there lived a very interesting writer and thinker, C.S. Lewis, who wrote many books like the Four Types of Love and so on and so forth. And he wrote a very, very interesting classic called Narnia, where he shows how we live such ordinary lives, but by going into onto another level, into another land, he calls that land Narnia. No? You can leave your ordinary life behind and meet Aslan, who is another name for God. No? It's described there in the book very beautifully how Aslan sings beautifully, and the whole creation comes into being. It's almost like Krishna takes his flute and the sacred vibrations of the flute form the Nada Brahman, the original sound which gives rise to the variety of the world. So from that different world comes that spiritual world, the world of God, he describes, comes one apple, and from that apple there are a few seeds, and these seeds are sown into the ground and form a tree, and later this tree is made into this cupboard, this Kleiderschrank. That's the idea. And anyone who enters into this otherworldly Kleiderschrank, diesen außerweltlichen Kleiderschrank, he can leave the material dimension and go into the Narnia, the spiritual dimension. That's the idea of what we will show you. So I wanted to show you this so that you can understand that humanity has thought since time immemorial about processes which help them to leave one space and come into the sacred space, the spiritual space. Huh? So I thought it's humorous and maybe entertaining if you see how in modern contemporary culture, this is a Hollywood movie, this idea is presented. And I wish you, it's in German, unfortunately, no? It's in English. Wonderful. So you will be able to please relax now. It's a little bit entertainment for you. But don't lose the idea. Bhakta Priya, das wäre was für ihn. Das so, kannst du mir erzählen dann? Ne?
Ja.
So, Hare Krishna, it's not exactly the spiritual world and the spiritual body. and this is not exactly... but I wanted to show you the idea of a sacred space, leaving the old life behind, going through an experience and then entering a new world of consciousness. We do such humorous things just to make you laugh a little. Good. Now, to end this session, we are actually on time. I can't believe it. This is the first time where I end on time in the entering the retreat session. I would like to introduce one thing for you. Thank you. That is the body system. Body doesn't mean body. Mm-mm-mm. I also needed to learn that. Body is like a friend, a companion, a Kamerad, sagt man in Deutsch, who during this retreat, whom you can find during with whom you can exchange during the retreat your realizations, your thoughts. For instance, you could sit with your buddy, with your comrade, with your in Vrindavan, we call it with your Sakha. Sakha doesn't mean only the gopas, and the Sakha means his friend. No? And you can then eat with them, talk, or make a walk. It's just a person who goes together with you on this journey, and with whom you reflect what you experience. We have introduced this system during our Japa and Kirtan retreats, and it's a good idea, because sometimes we wish to talk with others, sometimes we wish to exchange, sometimes we need to have another perspective, sometimes by just communicating with others about what goes on with us, good realizations come. Please remember, it's your retreat and you want to get maximum of benefit out of it. So I suggest that you just take a minute now and just find yourself a buddy. Now, I do know that some of you have to work on maybe tomorrow or tomorrow Saturday, but you never know nowadays. In Iceland, everyone works from morning till evening on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe you can't participate in all the sessions. I acknowledge that. So for you, it might not be a good idea to find a buddy, but if you intend to participate in the sessions, it will help you tremendously. It can try it, and so on. It needs to be a person you feel, it's tricky. Sometimes we think our buddy should be the closest person whom I can confide in. I was once in a retreat where I was just given my body, and I had known this person before. I met him 30 years ago, and I didn't have such a good contact somehow or other. We spoke different languages. He spoke French, and I couldn't speak very good English. And, you know, and somehow he was my buddy. And I thought, will this work? You know, I'm so, will I be able to discuss with him? But I found out, because we were so different, it really worked very good for both of us. He also had to make sure that I'm on time, because I'm the chronic latecomer. You know, it's a chronisch for me. So he had to make sure, but I won't, you know, this, no need to do this, you know, yeah. Otherwise, I don't know, Germans don't like to be reminded on the time. So it's just for someone to discuss with you. So could I request you to turn around now, look in the room, and find yourself a buddy, huh? A buddy, ein Kamerad oder Companion. And when you have found yourself your companion, then I will tell you what to do. Okay. So I hope you have found a buddy, not a body, we have already a body, a buddy, a kamerad, and have connected with him. I saw some of you talking, and you kindly, yes, and you can use this system by, you know, when you have free time, maybe discuss with them and so on. If it does not work for you, no problem also. But it's something which sometimes helps. Good. We are 5 minutes over time. I want to end here. I want to thank you very, very much. I wish that you have a very nice retreat and a very good experience. Let me just see here. And I want to remind you of the morning program at 7:15. It starts 7:45. We will have our morning prayers and darshans, puja, guru puja, deity greetings, and so on. So it's nice if you can make it and come. And tomorrow, and then we start with a retreat at 7:45. That is 7:45, in the temple room downstairs. That's all you need to know. Now, if you want to know more orientation, there is something downstairs on the blackboard. And there is also, tomorrow you will get a handout on this. Yes, please. Yeah. Almost finished. One thing more. Please rest enough. You have come from different places. Go to bed early in Goloka Dham. One can usually, because we are in the midst of the forest, it's a good place to rest. And so on. Please be healthy and inspired. Well rested, and take good care of yourself so that we see each other tomorrow in good shape. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I want to thank Sasyananda Maharaj for this beautiful class. Thank you very much. And, of course, I also like to welcome all those who arrived during the class again. Very welcome to Goloka Dham. We have one practical request. Please, if you're going to stay many days here, park your car in the back parking lot. The front parking lot is generally for people who are helping us to organize a seminar, or they are regularly coming and going. Please make this parking lot free. Also, there is a parking lot in front of the guest house, which is actually reserved for the guests who are sleeping in the guest house, or the people who live in that building. So be so kind, if you're going to stay a few days here, park your car in the back parking lot. Thank you very much. There will be a little prasadam, simple prasadam downstairs. You are welcome to participate. Hare Krishna.
Good night. Yeah.